Well, obviously we can't openly assassinate Trump. That would be a sin of commission. That would be too clear. That could potentially cause a civil war. We will engage in a sin of omission. We will basically come across as incompetent so that we can allow somebody to assassinate Trump. I mean, of course, we all want him to be taken out. We want him to be taken out. The newspapers want him out. Everybody wants him out. But we have to come up with some way, some clever way of allowing it to happen. And what that will be is that we'll just sort of make little mistakes. We won't have enough Secret Service officers where we should have them. We won't we'll be too careful with keeping our information secret, and hopefully some nutcase, some modern-day Lee Harvey Oswald, will get the information and be able to deal with it. But we will be able to say it was nothing to do with us at all. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the recent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. It seems to me that really what we are dealing with is an attempt via supposed incompetence but to take him out. And this is something we should seriously think about. Every bone in our body might be telling us that, no, hang on a minute, that is a low status opinion. If you believe in any kind of conspiracy, then you are low IQ or you are schizophrenic. And that's the point. That's what these people are banking on, that reasonably intelligent people won't accept this, because as a rule, it is low IQ people and schizophrenic people that believe in conspiracy theories, because low IQ people are low in trust and schizophrenic people see plots everywhere. But this has now got to such a point, the idea that there could be two assassination attempts in a few months, one of them very nearly succeeding, and that after the first one, basically very little has been done. It's gone so far that I think we can conclude that this is probably deliberate. Before I go into that, could I ask you please to subscribe? Could you subscribe on The Jolly Heretic on YouTube, and could you subscribe on my Substack, where I put all the most based content, where I put in-person interviews with very interesting people, where I put films that I make, where I put all kinds of stuff, and where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of as little as a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. Now, what's going on? We have this situation where one Ryan Ralph was able to get onto the golf course in Florida where Trump was playing golf. Well, first of all, this is the golf course where it is known that the former president of America, who a lot of people hate, and who is constantly being smeared by other politicians and by the media and whatever as an evil man who's a threat to democracy, and on whom there has just been a very nearly successful assassination attempt, may be playing golf. So it is absolutely outrageous that security is insufficient, that anybody is able to get onto this golf course at all. Yet he was able to do so. Secondly, it was not known, it was not publicly scheduled that Trump would be playing golf at this particular time. And so unless he was just sort of hanging around all the time, in which case it would have been known, it would have been noticed and monitored that he was hanging around all the time, he must have been leaked this information. He must have had inside information which allowed him to know that Trump would be playing golf at that point. But even if he didn't, he presumably was hanging around all the time and was noticed hanging around all the time. On the off chance, and yet nothing was done. Thirdly, he was able to get sufficiently close to Trump on this golf course, which you would think would be highly secure when the former president, who they've recently tried to assassinate, is playing golf, that he found him between the fifth and sixth hole, and was it within shooting range of him, and therefore if he hadn't been located, if he hadn't been found and noticed, could have killed him. And they only noticed him because his gun was sticking out of the bushes. So if he'd been slightly better at being an assassin, they wouldn't have noticed him at all, and he could have got a shot in with his AK-47. So it seems absolutely extraordinary that this could have been allowed to happen, particularly when we know of his background, despite what the media are saying about there being ambiguity and he voted for Trump in 2016. So what? He had donated to AdBlue, which was a Democrat funding organization, 19 times. He was known to be a supporter of the Democrats. Even his son said he hated Trump like all reasonable people. And also, it is likely that Trump will try and end the Ukraine grift, whereas this guy was rabidly pro-Ukraine. There is a picture of him with his hair dyed in the colours of the Ukraine flag. He has worked for the Azov Battalion, which is the Nazi organisation that is strongly Ukrainian nationalist, in a propaganda video. He is known to have attempted to recruit foreign fighters to fight in Ukraine against Russia. He has tried to bring Afghans in to fight against, to fight for Ukraine against Russia. And he has opened said that Trump is a threat to democracy. He's also published a pamphlet in which he has tried to incite Iran to overthrow Trump and to kill Trump. This is a quite extraordinary take Trump out. This is a quite extraordinary individual who obviously would have been being monitored by the Secret Service. They would have known about him. They would have understood that he was a Harvey Oswald kind of a threat and kind of a person. But yet they did nothing about him. They just sort of let it happen. Now, this might be understandable if you consider that Trump is a former president, not a serving president, and if there hadn't been a relatively recent, nearly successful assassination attempt on him. But there was. So it is absolutely amazing that they didn't massively increase his security to make absolutely sure that nothing like this could possibly happen again. But they didn't. And they didn't to such a degree, even after the head of the American Secret Service was forced to resign for the incompetence in allowing the first Trump assassination attempt. One can only conclude either that the incompetence is absolutely incredible among the American Secret Service, which seems most unlikely considering how successful they have been historically in taking out who they want to take out and in dealing with certain problems, or more likely, every element of American society is infiltrated by woke-type people, by people who hate Trump. And there really are people who have said, let's not put in too much action. Let's not try too hard. Trump is evil and wicked. And if he is taken out, it's not really that bad. It wouldn't be that bad a thing. And this would be the attitude of the Secret Services. And this would explain why these things were basically allowed to take place, why not too much effort was put into stopping a possible Trump assassination. Thinking about this further, let's think about the way that the newspapers, who are also to a certain amount, to a substantial degree, anti-Trump and pro-woke, let's think about their reaction. As my colleague Paul Taylor said in his in a video recently about sins of omission and sins of commission, if it had been Kamala Harris, who someone had very nearly assassinated and whose ear had been grazed, do you think that we would have forgotten about it and would be returning to politics as normal? If it was Kamala Harris, who the same thing had happened to, i.e. there had been a second assassination attempt or near assassination attempt, would the media now have forgotten about it and would it be politics as normal? No, because she is who they want to win. There would be an enormous clampdown on freedom. There would be an enormous clampdown on association. There would be an enormous clampdown on social media if someone had tried to kill Kamala Harris and tried to kill her twice. But nothing, and there would be allegations of racism and goodness knows what you could imagine. But with Trump, no. Because the media secretly rather want this to happen, they've reported it for a bit, and then this outrageous event that a former American president has nearly been assassinated twice within the space of a few months is simply forgotten about, is simply ignored. It makes one think that the media are doing this because ultimately they quite want him to go. And consistent with this, they constantly accuse him of being a fascist, constantly accuse him of being the new Hitler, or allow other people to accuse him of this. And it can be argued that in the current climate in which the Nazis and the fascists are the devil, are the most evil people ever, to accuse someone of being a Nazi or a fascist is essentially to incite violence against them. It's essentially to incite murder against them, if you say that about somebody. It's trying to get other people to hurt them, because you must know that saying that about somebody is going to incite people, particularly if they're paranoid and schizophrenic and whatever. It is going to incite those people to try and hurt them, to try to attack them. So that's what it's doing. So the media are deliberately doing that. They're deliberately creating an atmosphere in which certain kinds of nutcase, certain kinds of representative outliers of the left.
Are you ready for the future of the West?